Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
One thing that's happening, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, you know, we've been talking for some time now about what's going to be coming and facing what God's been sharing with us, you know, in this country and around the world. And we've been talking about different police, departments across the country. But just recently here, the sheriff from Wisconsin, the sheriff of Wisconsin, basically put out a radio ad to the city of.
I saw him.
Did you see that?
I heard it, and then I saw him respond, and that was so refreshing, wasn't it?
Huh?
That was refreshing, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
Vanity.
He says, listen, 911 is no longer going to be your best option. So he releases this ad. It's a 30-second commercial, and basically he says, listen, I need you in the game.
It was beautiful, too. It sounded like a drill sergeant, right? You feel like you're lieutenant, and you're about to go take a hill.
Yeah, I mean, he was like very aggressive. I need you in the game with officers laid off and furloughed. Simply calling 911 and waiting is no longer your best option. Okay? He says, you can beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under the bed, or you can fight back. Consider taking a certified safety course in handling a firearm so you can defend yourself until we get there.
Yes.
I mean,
and he's talking about, you know, consider your constitution and the founding fathers, the Second Amendment.
And he's being realistic. Listen, you know, I did a little research. You know, Milwaukee's a population of 600,000 people.
Wow.
It's over 500,000 people. It's the largest city in Wisconsin. It's the 28th most populated city in the United States. And he just lost 48 trained professional police officers.
Wow, 48? Mm. That kind 48. Of wisdom and experience lost in your city?
Lost in your city.
Well, they're probably spending money on trees or something.
Saving the whales or something, right? No whales in Wisconsin maybe, but you know, yeah. It's crazy.
Some oversized pension plan, you know, paying $500,000 a year. And one particular administrator's, that's what's going on in California.
Yeah.
Priorities. Well,
it's happening in Detroit with the unions. I mean, the Detroit, we did a segment on VFN Radio, and you can search the torch for it. But that's what happened with Detroit. They couldn't afford the police officers. And the Detroit police is putting out a flyer saying, enter Detroit at your own risk. Camden, New Jersey laid off their police officers and went from a city department to a county department. In a county in California, did the very same thing that this sheriff is doing. And it's so important. I mean, he's charged with the responsibility of protecting his citizens and providing proper law enforcement protection. And when you can no longer do that, it's only appropriate to be able to share that with, you know, your residents. It's only appropriate. So he was on to say, he goes on to say that local law enforcement, you know, we need partners. You are our partners.
And that's how it originally was. It wasn't, you had one sheriff in your town, mm-hmm. and he would put posses together. He would call the men out in the community and say, listen, we have a situation here. It looks like somebody keeps on coming and stealing the cattle of, you know, Mr. Smith down there.
Right.
And so they would all get together and they would decide what they were going to do. One sheriff in the town, that was it. Maybe one or two deputies, you know.
Wasn't this like community policing?
Yeah, that's America. America's designed like that. It's government by the people, for the people. We just actually allow or loan a particular position to a person for a period of time, constitutional power, to work for us, not over us, and with us.
Big difference, because a lot of that's being switched. The perception is that you would think that the opposite is true, that they're we're working for them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's not. It's not. And of course, you know, the sheriff has received some backlash and they've called him irresponsible. But I just say he's just being truthful. And thank God for someone who believes in the Second Amendment. And we just want to be you want to be prepared. This is what's happening across the face of the country. And you heard it first.
He's not promoting violence. And
no, definitely,
you know, we're not promoting violence. We're just promoting protect your wife.
Wisdom.
Protect your 2-year-old child. You know, protect people. protect the little lady that's 80, 90, 94 years old in your neighborhood, and she's like a big raw roast to a shark in your neighborhood, and they would be prowling her and seeing how they could take steal from her or hurt her or harm her because she looks very vulnerable to the thief. Mm. And so you have a right. I know that it depends on your state laws. I don't know what they are, but you know, find out and follow your laws in your state. But you have a right to protect life. You know, somebody, that's what the deputy does. When a deputy or police officer comes out, they stand there with some sort of, obviously with authority, but also with something to back that up. And quite often, because of that, people don't break into your house. They don't do these different things. And, but yeah, it's going to, you know, and to confirm that, that they're walking out what God already told us some time back.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That your sheriff in your state pretty much is the number two person for the constitutional power under your governor. You have your governor, and then you have your sheriff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so the sheriffs can appeal directly to the governor. There's not any such, everybody else are lawmakers. These are executors. These are not executors, but ones that execute the law.
Right.
And so that, you know, your congressman is not an executor of the law. He's a maker of the laws. Your mm-hmm. senator's not an executor of the law. It's, you know, your school boards, all these different people.
Right.
So it's the governor and it's your sheriff, you know, and then in the context of that, the city gets a, if they are a city and incorporated and all that, then they have a chief of police sometimes. But that's actually in the context of that county up under that governor. That's the authority, how it works right there. And it pretty much, you know, what I see is the days, and I saw pretty much, I will tell you more about this and right after this break, but how we have to begin to think about working together.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.